I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
My favorite theme song.
Yeah, it is pretty cute.
Welcome to Madison Mercantile. Paul Ramo, along with Chris Shelstead. We have a guest with us. Pastor Don Quam is with us, and we're live from the Madison Merck.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I don't feel live. I feel tired in advance.
It's only Monday.
It's only Monday, but this week is a little bit crazy. So I'm sucking down some extra shots of espresso right here because it's going to be a long and exciting and fun week.
That's right, and we're going to have a fun show here. Kim, what did Kim make me here?
I think she made you what we call the K&K special, which is Kaylee and Kate. They're two of the young ladies that work with us here. So Kaylee and Kate made up a drink the other day, and they called it the K&K special.
All right.
That's what you got.
It's awesome. Just perfect. Just what I needed on a cold winter day.
That's right. A good hot latte works for that. And today we had hot soup as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, today was our first day that we started serving lunch. And I know everybody's going to bear with us as we figure it out, but we had chicken salad sandwiches and chicken soup, and we're gonna move into some grilled cheese and tomato soup and just kind of good comfort food. Just a simple little sandwich and soup, and then as the year goes on and we get some fresh greens and things, we'll start throwing a salad into the mix.
Awesome. And Pastor Don joins us here on the Coffee at the Merck. Yes. Thanks for putting headset on.
Hi. Yes.
Did you have your chicken sandwich?
I did, and you know the best part was that soup.
Oh, you like the soup? Good.
Man, that was good soup. It really was.
I think
I'm going to come every day this week and get soup.
Good. I think Paul liked the bread.
I did. The chicken salad was awesome, and the bread is awesome. It was really good. Good lunch today, that's for sure.
Good. Now you've set.
Are you going to do that on a daily basis, you think, Chris?
I think we're going to try. Now you've set the expectation. Now it's kind of a high bar to meet, but definitely we're going to try to have some more options. And as the summer comes along and some of our growers have things, our big goal is to make our lunches made with mostly local products whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
So bakers who do some good bread and, you know, some great veggies and things like that. So, yeah, anybody's got any particular ideas that they want to do for lunch, just let me know. We'll see what we can do.
Well, keep the chicken salad because that was really good.
You got it. Yeah, and I tell you, the next week, I just want to run through this week up to Sunday really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. So tonight we've got Study Club, and if you're not familiar with Study Club, we were talking beforehand, there's a Madison Study Club and the Lacaparle Study Club, and we host the Lacaparle Study Club here on the first Monday of every month. And it's a great group of ladies as part of the Greater Minnesota Women's Clubs, and so I'm sure they are always looking for new members for their Study Club.
They've been around a long time?
Yeah, this group's been around about as long as I've been alive, but the other club, I think, has been around for over 100 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a great way to kind of, you know, learn something, make some new friends, and be involved in the community.
Okay, and that's tonight here at the Madison Merck.
That is. And then tonight we are also opening up our art studio tonight for Mosaic Building. So, Paul, have you seen our mosaic?
No, I haven't.
I'll have to take you back there.
Okay.
So basically what happened, one of the residents of the nursing home who passed, their family member, donated some funds to do this beautiful mural that will mosaic mural that will eventually be down at the care center. And the community came together and is cutting the glass. I know Pastor Quam has done some, and I've done a little bit. But we could always work on the mosaic. It doesn't take long to learn how to do it. Come on down tonight, anytime from now until about 7 o'clock tonight, if you want to do a little bit of that mosaic.
Are the supplies supplied?
Everything's there. In fact,
including gloves.
Including gloves, right. Yeah. The whole and Band-Aids.
Yes.
We have Band-Aids. So the whole community came together and donated the glass, and we purchased some of the equipment. And, you know, it's just going to be a beautiful community project when it's finished.
Awesome.
Yeah, come on down, Paul.
Okay.
There's room for you for that.
All right.
And then tomorrow is going to be a really busy, lovely evening here at the Merck. We are hosting the Women in Conservation Group.
Ooh.
So these ladies, it's a new chapter of the Women in Conservation. It's a Minnesota chapter, Southern Minnesota chapter, and Land Stewardship Project is running this. But basically, they're bringing together a bunch of women who are gardeners and raise animals and things like that, and who are concerned with soil health and conservation. And tomorrow night, they're having a little potluck event where they're going to share seeds and talk about starting gardens. I know it's hard to look out the window and think about starting gardens, especially with this wind and cold, but they are going to be a resource for everybody to kind of figure out how to start their garden. And if you need help doing that, these ladies really know what they're doing, and hopefully it'll kick off everybody else's garden planning for the spring.
Is that open to the public?
I think you can wander in and join the crew.
Sit down and listen, huh?
Yeah. And then at the same time, we're hosting the Western Minnesota chapter of the Sustainable Agriculture Organization. And they're going to be here to meet the Western chapter of the Sustainable Farming Association. So we're going to have dueling, you know, farmer conservation groups here tomorrow night. So I think it'll be a great event, a great networking event, if you are into that.
And that's exciting. That's what the Madison Merc's all about, too, isn't it?
Right. We like to bring groups in here who maybe folks that don't know each other yet, who we think should know each other, and really try to help people build those networks that'll make them successful both in their personal life and in business. And then we're going to take one-day break. Wednesday, we're going to take a deep breath.
Okay.
And then we're going to go back into it on Friday night, where we're hosting the one-act play. Yeah, the high school, Lacapoil Valley's high school one-act play is going to perform Wednesday night, I believe, at 7.
On the stage?
On our stage, and the play is called Censored. I don't know a whole lot about it,
okay. But
I understand it's a really great play, and the kids are excited to show it to the community. So,
were you in theater in high school, Chris?
I was. I was best actress 1960. 80, I
no believe. Way.
Yeah, 1980. Now you guys
what
know.
What play was that? Do you remember?
A Diary of Anne Frank.
Oh.
I think.
What did you play?
I was Anne.
You were Anne.
You can thank Esther Mills for that. So that was a great experience.
How about you, Pastor Don? Were you in theater?
No, I was kind of a band geek.
A band geek.
Yeah. Played the clarinet, like third chair. It was like somebody had to do it. So
I was in theater too. So
yeah.
I even did summer stock theater up at Morehead State.
Nice.
I was in a Shakespeare play. Can you believe that?
I can.
They had me in tights.
I can see, well, I don't know if I want to see that. But I.
They have a picture of me in tights.
Okay,
but
well.
I don't share that picture.
I was going to say, expect that to see on Ramo's Rambling soon.
I was King Oberon in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Very nice. Well, we've got a lot of talent out at our school, both in the theater and the music. And
what night is that? They'll be here?
Friday night.
This Friday night?
Yep. Keep your eye on our Facebook page for a little more details. And then Saturday, we are continuing our collaboration with the Dawson Boyd Arts Society, Association. So once a year, they have one of their events here. And this year, it's this Saturday, February 8th, and it's a singer-songwriter named Sarah Morris.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to that. They compare her to kind of like a Norah Jones, just a mellow sort of music. So, and from what I understand, she plays piano. There'll be a violinist as well. So contact Dawson Boyd Arts Association for tickets to that event. But it's going to be here at the Merc.
And that's been really a neat collaboration between you and the Dawson Boyd Arts Association.
Yeah. That's been really great. And this is the third.
Tracy's good to work with.
Oh, absolutely. This is the third year in a row that we've done something with Dawson Boyd. And then speaking of collaboration, on Sunday, as part of our collaboration with the Yes House in Granite Falls and the New London Little Theater, we're hosting an event called FOC. Did I say that right?
Yep, you said it perfectly.
Good. I don't want to cuss in front of Pastor Kwam. But it's called FOC, and that's Funny Asian Women Collective. So it's a group of stand-up comedians, all women, all of Asian descent, and they're going to do some stand-up and some sketch comedy and things like that. They are hilarious. That's at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, right before the Super Bowl. And that's, like I said, a collaborative event, so they've got three gigs out here, and I would love to see people show up for that. It's free. We're going to have, you know, a cash bar and things like that afternoon. Yes, it's Super Bowl Sunday, but this is before the game.
Way before the game,
so you're good. I've been told that it is for mature audiences.
Okay.
So, Paul, you're going to have to ask Rosie if you're allowed.
Am I mature?
That's a question you can ask.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's going to be a lot of fun. So I just wanted to get through that yep. week of stuff we had
planned. That's a lot of stuff going on, Chris.
Oof, it's going to be a long week, and the whole month is kind of like that. So I appreciate some of the other days that are a little more normal, like when Dawn comes in with her Bible study on Thursday mornings.
Oh, yeah.
And brings just this great group of ladies, and then Pastor Roy comes in that same day and brings a great group of guys. They one stays at the front of the building, the other goes to the back of the building. Their paths don't cross. But
study Pastor Dawn.
Oh, we're a good group, pretty faithful group of women that come every week. And the fun part for me has been to see gals come from all three congregations I serve, but also the community. And that's been a real plus.
Good.
So, and we've been working through a variety of different studies. Right now, this is kind of breaking news, I guess, is we're looking to, I'm looking at some information on the prophets and Jeremiah, so hopefully we'll be able to dig into that soon. And so, yeah, we're here, and we have a good time.
What day do you meet again?
Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. We try to, I try to keep it to an hour.
Okay. Yeah, but hey, once they get started, it's hard to get
ladies out of here. We laugh a lot.
They have a really good time, and it kind of brings up the whole topic of, you know, when Pastor Dawn's here hanging out, you know, after Bible study, a lot of parishioners will stop by from those three churches. Mm-hmm. It's a mm-hmm. good central location to kind of meet up with, whether you're the pastor or a friend or a counselor or whatever. We have spaces for people to do that here. And,
nice.
And I think you found that valuable, right, Dawn?
Yes, I do. And, you know, that's why I'm here. I do. I try to make a point of being here a little more on Thursdays. And I don't want anyone to ever feel like they're interrupting me, because really that's the whole point is
the beer.
A chance
be available.
To connect with people. So.
Be
yeah.
available.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's great. And I really love hosting all these different groups and meeting people that I wouldn't probably get to meet if they weren't here in the building, right? If they didn't have these meeting spaces. So it's been a lot of fun for me, and I feel like there are new people walking in almost every day discovering the Merc. Today, a young lady and her daughter came in, and they just moved to town. They hadn't been in here, and they just really found many, many spaces that connected to them here. Especially the little girl, she said, "Mom, I think I'm going to hang out here. I think this is going to be my place."
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was really sweet.
That's good.
I love it when new people come to town and they find out that there's a place for them.
Right. Pastor Dawn, what do you think about the Madison Merc?
Oh, I just love it as much as ever. I talk about it incessantly with people.
I do, too. I do, too. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anything else, Chris?
Oh, gosh. Well, we talked a little bit about what's going on this week, and then as we move farther into the month, we've got some great music events coming up. We've got a poetry festival in May that we're planning. It's going to be a Blythe Festival, so keep your eye open for that. If you're a writer, a poet, or if you just want to learn a little bit about writing and poetry, we're going to have a number of events around the poetry event, and then that's not until May. I'm going to back up to April and say we're going to kind of have a whole bunch of things around Earth Day and Arbor Day and all that in April. And in March, I'm backing up again. In March, we're going to host a couple of artists whose work centers around water.
Okay.
Because I've heard that it might be a little wet and rainy in March.
Oh.
We're going to celebrate that because we could use it.
Yeah, we use the precipitation.
Yes, we need precipitation.
All right, real good. When's the Merc open?
7:30 to 5, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:30 to 7 p.m., Tuesdays and Thursdays. But we often have events on Friday nights and Saturdays. Saturday we're open to 10 to 5.
Right.
So you kind of check our Facebook page or give us a jingle to find out what's going on.
All right, Pastor Dawn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yep, Chris? Always fun.
Always fun, Paul. Thank you for your support.
Always fun to broadcast live from the Madison Merc, that's for sure. See you next month.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Thanks,
Chris Shelstead with the Madison Mercantile, and that's another Coffee at the Merc.
Coffee, coffee. Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merc on Q92.
Every moment of my life. Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each night.
It's 4:30. You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson.